I'm Dave Cawley, investigative journalist and host of the podcast, Cold. Don't miss Cold's new Season 3, where I look into the unsolved disappearance of Cherie Warren, a woman last seen leaving her job at a Salt Lake City office in 1985. Police cast suspicion on Cherie's estranged husband and boyfriend, but never made any arrests or recovered Cherie's remains. Find Cold Season 3, The Search for Cherie, anywhere you get your podcasts.
KSL News Time 4:45. The three things you need to know this hour first.
Salt Lake County Mayor Jenny Wilson and others gathered today at the Salt Lake County Government Building to celebrate Juneteenth as a national holiday. I'm KSL News Radio's Mark Jackson.
Second jazz legend John Stockton making headlines today, not for talking about the jazz, but for an appearance in a vaccine conspiracy documentary. Stockton says he's done significant amounts of research about vaccines. Third, our biggest traffic trouble spot.
We do have a crash blocking a right lane of traffic at the 33rd South on-ramp to northbound I-15. It's at the top of the ramp. Delays southbound I-15, 31st Street in Ogden down to Hill Air Force Base. And then also slowing in Utah County, southbound I-15, American Fork to Linden. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
Chance for thunderstorms this evening and gusty winds and blowing dust with more sunshine and a high of 99 tomorrow. From the KSL Weather Center, I'm Kristen Van Dyke.
98 degrees now. KSL's top national stories from ABC News.
American Catholic bishops are debating whether President Biden and other Catholics who support abortion rights should receive communion.
That's a private matter, and I don't think that's going to happen.
Biden is the nation's second Roman Catholic president. He attends Mass at least once a week. The president says 300 million COVID-19 shots have gone into arms since he took office. Vice President Harris today pushing for more people to get vaccinated.
Deaths from COVID-19 have fallen by 90%. Students are back in school in person. People of faith are back in the pews.
The vice president speaking at Clark Atlanta University. Tropical storm warnings remain in effect for parts of Louisiana, Mississippi, Alabama, and Florida as a storm with strong winds and heavy rain makes its way toward the Gulf Coast. Lights out and no AC across St. John and St. Thomas in the U.S. Virgin Islands after a key power plant went offline for unknown reasons yesterday. About 5,000 are affected. Daria Albinger, ABC News.
We have breaking news at KSL News Radio. Evacuations are now underway west of Enterprise in southern Utah after gusty wind pushed the flat fire over the containment lines. This is about 45 minutes north of St. George. There's been no update on acreage past the initial 50-acre fire size assessment. More firefighting crews are moving in to help out. Again, this is west of Enterprise in southern Utah, the Flat Fire. Time for the KSL In-Depth now. A big fire in Sugar House over the weekend did more than destroy a building at 11th East and Ashton Avenue. It displaced more than 30 small businesses focused on wellness. Eddie Myers runs one of those businesses. He owned Eddie's Massage.
Right now, it's just gone. I think in the short-sightedness of some of us being small businesses, I don't think many of us had appropriate renter's insurance to cover things like that. The owner of the building is amazing. We absolutely love him. He's been our steward, and his dream was always, his vision was always to have a community of healers that could offer something to the community and make that affordable for everyone.
He says the group would love to stay together in another building, but they know that's a long shot. Myers says he's amazed by the community that's offered temporary office space and donated to GoFundMes for several of the owners.
It's been so just amazing. Like, it gives me chills. It brings me to tears. How much people that don't even know us are offering to us. I'm overwhelmed with gratitude for the compassion and support people are coming to the front, stepping up with.
The fire has been ruled arson. Police have arrested Alex Tuita, accused of starting the blaze. Charging documents say one of the women who had an office in the building had a restraining order against him. KSL News Time 449. You've been listening to The In-Depth on KSL. Now Triple Team Traffic, and here's Ricky Meese.
We have more emergency crews arriving on the scene of this crash in South Salt Lake, a crash with injuries. If you're trying to get from 33rd South to northbound I-15, at the top of the ramp is where the accident is, and they're blocking the right lane. If you stay to the left, you can get around it, but it's going to merge you onto the freeway sooner than you might like, so it's a very quick merge and a tight squeeze. So just use caution. Southbound I-15, it is bogged down from just before 53rd South to 90th, and again approaching and passing Bangor Highway. Then a surface street crash on Bangor Highway. This is northbound prior to 126th South. It is causing delays and backups in the Riverton area. Aubrey?
Southbound I-15 in Utah County is slow from Lehigh, Maine to about 1600 North in Linden. It'll take you about 10 or so minutes to get through there. And then if you're traveling northbound, it looks good from Spanish Fork all the way to the point in the mountain. We do have one crash on the off-ramp for Pleasant Grove Boulevard if you're traveling northbound. And also City Streets in Provo filling up right now. Michelle?
Well, we have these delays. This is for drivers headed northbound I-15 in spots from the US 89 split to Hill Air Force Base. With the crash, northbound I-15 at the Beck Street entrance, they're still working on that, blocking a right lane. Southbound I-15 slowing in spots, Ogden to Farmington with a crash. Southbound I-15 near Burton Lane. And Highway 89, that's still slow in spots from Farmington up to South Weber. UDOT construction alert. Expect delays on northbound I-15 near Salt Lake City this weekend. Two northbound lanes will be closed from 39th South to 33rd South Friday night to Sunday night for pavement repairs. I'm Michelle Rowe in the KSL Traffic Center.
Okay, let's check the 7-day forecast now. Here's Kristen Van Dyke.
Temperatures fall into the mid-70s tonight after a chance for a few thunderstorms and gusty winds. Then for your Saturday, a high of 99 degrees, and we could see more smoke around. But fathers say a cold front will push that smoke out, and we'll see a slight cool down with highs in the mid-90s. Down into the 60s Father's Day night, and on Monday, we'll have highs in the low 90s, coolest day of the next seven. Temperatures jump back to 96 on Tuesday with more sunshine and highs staying in the middle to upper 90s. From the KSL Weather Center, I'm Kristen Van Dyke.
It's 98 degrees in Salt Lake City at 4:52.
Back again with Greg and Mike at Replenish Landscape Garden Products. This spring, Greg, besides the Replenish compost, you guys have some great products that will help people get their growing started.
You know, Tim, one of our business models has always been to find the very best material out there and to sell that to the public. We have about 5 different varieties of bark, 4 different colored wood mulches. We have a couple of different soil blends, clay chips, sand, 2 sizes of gravel, some beach pebble. We have something for everybody.
Mike, the other great thing about where you're located here in Murray, it's right in the center of the valley, so it's easy for everybody to find and take that product home.
Yeah, that's true. We're just 2 minutes off the freeway. When you come in, it only takes a couple of minutes to get loaded up and you can get onto your project.
Buy it in bag, buy it in bulk, even ask about the blower truck that'll blow it right into place for you and save all that back-breaking work. 4660 South 200 West in Murray. Call them at 801-262-5142 or find them online at replenishcompost.com. Replenish. It's good stuff.
Grilling season is here, and my mouth is watering for Greek lemon chicken kebabs and eggplant brushed with a bit of olive oil and salt and pepper. The great thing is I don't need to run to the grocery store because everything I need was delivered right to my doorstep by Imperfect Foods. They are an online grocer that is saving me tons of time and money. Imperfect is reducing food waste by collecting imperfect or excess items directly from growers and producers and selling them to me for a reduced price. When I'm cutting up my green peppers, onions, and chicken for my kebabs, it makes no difference to me if they're a bit small. I'm saving money, and my food is still fresh and delicious. Plus, Imperfect has all the other weekly staples I need, like eggs and bread. See for yourself how easy it is to get fresh groceries while reducing food waste and saving time and money. Use the code SLC, that's SLC right now, and you will get 20% off your first 4 orders, up to $80 in total savings at imperfectfoods.com.
Get the latest breaking news on your phone. Just text the word news to 57500. That's the UCCU KSL text line. love where you bank.
Are you giving your ankles a bath while showering? Is the drain not keeping up with the shower head? A quick call to Whipple Service Champions at 444-FAST for our $55 drain cleaning special will stop that. Any drain unplugged for just $55. Drains are supposed to be self-scouring. Water should go down the drain fast enough to wash the pipe clean as it goes. Low spots, breaks, or separations in the pipe prevent drains from self-scouring. Our high-definition color underwater cameras locate these problems in all their vivid detail, and our high-tech line locating equipment pinpoints the exact location and depth. Our pipe bursting and pipe lining equipment make trenchless repairs easy and affordable. I guess that makes us sewer scientists. Call Whipple Service Champions for our $55 drain cleaning special at 801-444-FAST.
They come, plumbing troubles all gone.
For emergencies, when you call today, we come today.
Watching Utah's money, fears of rising interest rates sent the Dow sprawling. It fell 533 points today. The S&P slid 55, the NASDAQ down 130. Jazz Notes now brought to you by Wasatch Medical Clinic. Here's KSLSports.com Jazz Insider Ben Anderson.
Utah Jazz got bad news ahead of tonight's must-win Game 6 against the Los Angeles Clippers. In addition to Mike Conley, who's been on the injury list for the last five games, Donovan Mitchell now finds himself listed as questionable in what could be the final game of the season. Mitchell's been suffering through an ankle sprain throughout the playoffs, the effects of which seem to finally catch up to him in Game 5. Before leaving for L.A., Jazz coach Quinn Snyder discussed Mitchell briefly.
You know, Donovan obviously, was playing through a lot of pain, and he's doing everything he can.
The guard has been one of the most lethal scorers in the NBA this postseason, averaging 31.6 points per game in nine outings. However, he managed just 21 points in Wednesday night's loss. Now, the Jazz could be without both All-Star guards as they prepare for a win-or-go-home Game 6 tonight. For complete coverage of the Jazz, visit KSLSports.com. With Jazz Notes, Ben Anderson, KSL News Radio.
It's the story of an American held in a dark Venezuelan prison.
Then all of a sudden, they all kind of lined up. They pointed their guns at me. And this is the point where I thought, I'm going to die today.
I'm Becky Bruce. I spent a year working on Hope in Darkness, which now has more than 2 million downloads. Find it on KSLPodcast.com or wherever you listen to podcasts.